Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I have an update from the beginning of the show. From the 817, tell Corey I love him, and if he doesn't forgive me, I will drive out there to personally befriend him with a forgiveness hug. I was the person who maybe at the beginning of the show.
Not a fan?
Didn't care for us.
And now they do.
And they want to give you a hug for forgiveness. Forgiveness hug.
I dare you to come hug me.
Okay.
That's not a threat either. I saw this post, and it was a white cake, and it just said 3 years on it. And the girl was like, now that I look at this and I see that it's in red blood lettering,
yeah,
this 3 years sounds more like a threat rather than us celebrating our three-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Like, if you just look at somebody and you're like, I'll come back for you. Isn't that kind of concerning?
Yes, it is. This is also concerning, but fair. I really, from the 214, I really think you guys should have Alex speak more, but I understand you might not because he'll eventually leave too because everyone levels up from KNC. I mean, it's true. You get your own show, you take over radio, become like the, I don't know, executive who runs Fox Sports Radio or whatever that title is.
Yeah, Westwood One.
Westwood One, sorry.
Yeah. Anytime you leave our show, you just go on to great things. Now, here's what I got to
ask. I'm just saying, Alec, if you ever get frustrated, you'd be fine.
Where does that put us, though? Are we continued to stay the same, or we got better, too? Like, what happened over this time?
We're the John Schneiders. We help facilitate all of the people.
John Schneider.
The Seahawks.
Dude. Because for some reason I was thinking of Duke's new coach, but that's John Cryer. So
that is John Shire.
I don't know. I watch him.
You jerk.
He does a lot of crying out there.
Shut up. I'm going to get Mashota back on to talk about this. All right. So this really caught my attention because I was like, all right, you've definitely had some really high highs for the Rangers. In the past 25 years, where do you think the Rangers would be ranked in the hierarchy of baseball? And so here are some examples of how, well, not example. This is how the scoring system works from The Athletic. Winning the World Series, 9 points. Losing the World Series, 6 points. Losing in the ALCS or NLCS, 3 points. Losing in the Divisional Series, 2 points. Losing in a wild card, 1 point. It also docks teams 1 point for each time they lose at least 90 games in consecutive seasons. So, yes, theoretically, you could have negative points coming out of all of this. So you think about the last 25 years and the playoff success, or in some cases lack thereof, the Rangers have had. Out of 30 teams, where do you think the Rangers would rank?
I will turn my microphone on. And, Kevin, I know I often do this for the Cowboys.
Oh, they get the Cowboys treatment?
Just above middle of the pack. So I'm going to put them at like 13.
Okay.
And I'm trying to go through this because I would say Yankees have won some, it seems like. The Dodgers have won some. The True. Red Sox and Astros probably have their spaces there.
Yeah.
The Giants have done some things. And the Braves, Cardinals, Cubs. I feel like you Cubs get some love on this. But that's really all I can think of there.
From the 817, oof. We're probably not doing that great if that's the scoring. It is. It is complicated because on the one hand, you're like, ooh, you went to back-to-back World Series, and a couple years later, you had back-to-back playoff appearances. But then you're like, hey, in the ensuing 9 years, you had one season over 500. Now,
why do you keep doing that?
You did
why
win
do you keep doing that, man?
The World Series. You just put them in the middle. You did win the World Series in that one season, so it is a little complicated. Alec, what say you? I would argue the Rangers are one of the weirder teams on this list.
I would too. And Corey, don't worry. I'll be the lazy one. I'll put them right in the middle. I will put them dead in the middle. I think they are dead in the middle because of their recent success, but I really do think those consecutive losing seasons after the couple of World Series runs, I think that takes a massive toll in this power ranking system that they came up with. So I will say that they are going to be right in the middle. Give me 15.
All right. So you know how we like to do this in power rankings. We'll get to the answer to that question momentarily. In the meantime, one team has a negative point total in all of baseball. Who is the worst franchise in baseball in the last 25 years?
The next 25 years for them are going to look amazing.
I think you're going to get this right then.
It is the Pittsburgh, not Steeler, Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. They lost a lot of points because of consecutive 90 loss seasons. Now,
what?
I know, shocking. Last decade, they were only 28th. But now that we've encompassed all 25 years, well, they fall to the bottom as the Pittsburgh Pirates are the lone team with negative points at negative 4. So again, you get 9 points for winning the World Series, 6 points for losing it, and it kind of tears down in terms of playoff success from there. You get minus 1 point every time you lose at least 90 games in consecutive seasons. All right, I'm proud of you for that, Corey. Alec, a lot of pressure on you. If the Pirates are the worst, who else do you think is the worst of the worst? If it makes you feel any better, the team I would have picked was 27th, so they were only fourth worst.
Wow. Okay, that changes things a little bit. A couple teams come to mind, but I don't think there's one that comes to mind anymore, in my mind at least, than, I'm already doubting myself, give me the Athletics.
Ooh, the Oakland Athletics.
Good guess. Good guess. Yeah!
What you have to remember is this for 25 years. The Oakland Athletics were good for a time, especially in 2001, 2002, and 2003. And then you propel further another decade. They had some playoff runs. They're actually 17th on the list.
I hate this list.
Corey, I'm going to go back to you. Alec really let me down.
Are some umpires chubby, Kevin? Because their job is to clean the plate. I'm going to go with the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, that's who I would have guessed, too.
Yeah.
They're 27th on the list. So the bottom five go like this. The Pittsburgh Pirates, as I said, dead last. Followed by the Orioles, the Reds, the Rockies are fourth to last, and the Seattle Mariners.
But the Mariners just had a great year.
Yeah, they did. It's a good thing. Because between 2001 and 2025, they were in the playoffs one other time.
Oh, man.
So that's...
that's tough.
Yeah, that 0-1 team was sweet. But
they just announced the yacht plate thing that you can... the boat that you can get with food on it.
That's true.
Sorry about all the smacking. Everybody, I thought my mic was off.
Okay.
That's on me.
It's like Kate was back here. Just kidding, Kate. I love you. All right. So, Corey, you said the Rangers are 13. Alec, you said the Rangers are 15. Once again, we'll get to that in a minute. Who is the number one team in baseball in the last 25 years? Last time they put this out, it was the Yankees.
I feel like recency bias is going to make me want to say the Dodgers. But I still think it's the Yankees at this point. Their successes over time have been pretty gross.
Alec, do you think the Yankees are still number one, or do you think they have fallen to second on the list and there's a different team that's number one?
Ooh, so I'm going to go against my gut because it clearly did not work last time, and I'm going to say that, yes, the Yankees did fall to number two.
Oh!
I do think it's the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are number one on the list.
Recency
and I want you to think, well, again, it's for 25 years, so I don't think it is recency bias. But think about this. They have 83 points based on playoff success.
It's impressive.
The Pirates have -4. I want you to just really let that soak in. 83 to -4. The Yankees are second. Do you dare to guess any of the rest of the top five? Somebody said the Rangers have been to 3 World Series in the last 16 years. Perhaps they should be in the top 10 or even higher.
I think the Astros are still in it, obviously. Even last year, they were supposed to be out of it. And then all of a sudden, there they were back in the mix again. So I'll say the Astros are somewhere in there.
The Astros are indeed somewhere in there. Top five goes like this. The Dodgers, 1. Yankees, 2. Cardinals, 3. Red Sox, 4. And the Houston Astros are number 5 on the list. You go from there. Could the Rangers make the top 10? The Atlanta Braves, 6. San Francisco Giants, followed by the Phillies, the Cubs. And at number 10, it's the Cleveland Guardians. However.
Dude, can you think about this for a second? Where did you say the Giants were again?
The Giants were 7.
And they just got Bochy back.
Yes.
Like, just as an advisor.
Well, I mean, look, those 10, 12, and 14 teams did a whole lot of work because otherwise they would slide into the bottom 10.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Texas Rangers, in the last 25 years, they are number 11 on the list. They made the playoffs 6 times. World Series in 2010, 2011, wild card in 2012, divisional series in 15, 16, and they won the 2023 World Series. However, they've also had consecutive 90-loss seasons to ding them a little bit.
Kevin, here's something you can hang your hat on for the rest of your life. If the Rangers make it to the CS, though, they don't lose.
That is true.
The Rangers have never
lost. They're 3-0
when they've been to the CS. So all we got to do is get there.
Okay.
Like, that's just the tough part is getting there. But whenever we do get there, we go to the World Series, baby.
Right. Man.
That's a good feeling right there.
If we would have won those other World Series, if we would have won even one of the other ones, we would have been up to number 9.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's good. In the past 25 years, the Texas Rangers, maybe better than some people thought, maybe worse than apparently plenty of people thought, but still number 11 on the list. And from the 817, I guess their recent success has kind of distorted my opinion. That's true. I mean, look, they at the beginning of the decade, the A-Rod stuff, they went a long time, like
a decade
without going to the playoffs. And then post-2016, you have the most magical season of all. In 2023. Other than that, kind of tough.
Well, let's get back there this year.
Okay, deal.
All we got to do is get to the CS.
All right, let me just quick question. Because I would want to play the weakest National League team. You want to play the Dodgers if we make it to the World
Absolutely.
Series, don't you?
I want to topple Ohtani.
Alec!
I want Kyle Tucker to be just crying. I mean, like, I came to this team because I thought they were the best. I should have given the Rangers a discount.
I tell you, Alec, the Rangers make the World Series again. Do you want it to be against the Dodgers or somehow the Diamondbacks made it back there?
Oh, give me the Diamondbacks.
That's me.
I want total domination. I want to sweep, not be swept.
Do you not remember what happened with the Miami Heat?
All right, fine. The Cincinnati Reds.
The Miami Heat got us, and then the second time we got them. I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
So, no, dude, I want the best. I want everybody to go, it's undeniable that the Rangers that season were the greatest because they beat the best.
Aren't they still the greatest if they won the World Series?
Yeah, but people still take shots at that team, right? Oh, they beat the Diamondbacks.
You don't care about that, though.
Not really. But now I kind of want one of those that you can just put a stamp on.
It would be similar to 2011 when you beat the super team.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the Cowboys beat the Bills a couple times. You're just like, it's the Bills. They lose Super Bowls.
Oh, man. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, this is becoming a theme. Another wild hockey story next on The Fan.
K KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be live doing our show at the Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek Boulevard at the Marriott, and would love for you to roll out there. But the Dallas Card Show starts today if you want to go hang out there. Right now, though, it's something you can always count on. It's time for this. What the?
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call...
Yeah!
...the pride of Mansfield, Texas. Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, you've never heard of a hockey game ending like this. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. And I just want to echo what you mentioned, Kevin. The card show being so much fun. Hey, sometimes you walk in with no plans like I did the last time the card show was around, and I walked out with a one-of-one superfractor.
That's right.
Sometimes you just never know what you're going to find. So I just recommend, even if you have no plan, you have no intentions of anything that you're seeking out, sometimes you leave with something you would never imagine yourself buying.
And I feel like that's what Mashota said, too. He goes, no, Corey, I don't really have a plan.
Yeah.
I just go and see what happens.
Yeah, I have my, like, general area of thought and interest, which is usually wrestling cards. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to look at all the tables that have wrestling cards. But I don't have a plan, like a superstar that I'm looking for. I'm just like, whatever catches my eye that I can get a deal on, I'm doing it. It's always a good time.
The 2-1-4, they didn't know how he lost the World Series. Nelson Cruz was in right field.
Shut up! Oh my gosh. That person knows. Oh, they remember.
I was just trying to help.
They're doing a bit.
I'm usually a fan of bits.
Because they specifically said, Corey, I don't quite remember.
You know what?
They knew.
Been waiting to use this.
I'm not a fan.
There we go. Guys, a couple days ago, I knew that would get Corey. A couple days ago was National Refill Your Stapler Day, and I told you I had a question of the day in the can that I had to get to. What is something that you never realize you need more of until you're actually out of it? 877-881-1053. And both of those are incredible because, one, I never keep stamps around, and then I find myself at least once a year needing some for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then batteries for sure, because there's always that one time that the TV remote goes out and you don't have AAA batteries or AA batteries.
Or you get something new that you need batteries for, and you're like, all right, and you go to the drawer. And you're like, all right, I got all the AAA batteries and D batteries and C batteries and C29, whatever they are.
That square battery that you're like, the rectangle battery.
And then you ask out loud, hey guys, do we have any AA batteries? And everybody goes, there should be some in the drawer. And then you'll hear that one person go, oh, I used the last one the other day. And you need two, and there's only one in there.
So then you have to make the difficult decision of what around your house is no longer going to work.
Exactly.
So you can get the batteries that you need to go in the remote control or
you're
whatever.
Dead on. Because you're not going to Walgreens.
No.
Okay, by the way.
I would love to tell you. Yeah, so we got up, went in the car, and drove. That didn't happen.
Have you ever noticed the price discrepancy from store to store on batteries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Home Depot might have the best prices on batteries.
Because those other stores know you're in a bind.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how they know, but they do.
And we're close.
Yeah.
We're the closest store to you.
Yeah.
See it? And I've noticed that, especially in my area with gas stations as well. Not just the gas prices, but like the drinks and stuff. Like sometimes you stop in for an energy drink or you just want like a soda for a drive or something, whatever. And you're like, why is it 50 cents more? That makes no sense. And then you think about the area that you're in and you're like, oh, because it's right by the highway or something. They're like, they know you got somewhere to be. You're driving towards the highway. They can tax you that extra 50 cents and you're not going to care. But I notice.
Somebody just said they actually bought a battery organizer. And I think I was just thinking, like,
I have. Whoa.
We have this closet in the living room that looks like it used to be a wet bar, and then they turned it into a closet before we moved in. Which, what are they doing? But I use it. But it got crowded. You know, the wife's just like, "Hey, let's pack everything in here." And so I said during the holidays, I was like, "We're organizing this," and we did, and it looks great. I love it. And I was thinking to myself, why am I wasting this drawer with all these random batteries? I should organize them and put them in this other area. So I think I'm going to invest now.
Gentlemen, okay.
Battery organizer coming to the major's house.
I like it.
Let's see, for the 817 light bulbs, that's a great one as well. Yeah. I've switched to the LED lifestyle.
Is that the twisty ones? The ones that are like little swirly
Not necessarily. Okay. No. They look like regular light bulbs. They're just LEDs inside of the little casing. So they usually last like forever, it feels like, and they're programmable, so I can change the colors on them and stuff. So I can set a tone if I need to, which isn't very often. But let's see. Life hack from the 817. I don't know if we're allowed to do those anymore, according to the morning show. You only need AAA batteries. Foil at the positive end can turn it into a AA. I've seen videos of that. I don't know if it actually works. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'll experiment.
Feels like I might hurt myself doing that.
Huh.
I don't know why.
This is concerning from the 817.
Foil, huh?
Clean underwear.
Oh, no.
That's concerning.
Why wear it?
Well, yeah. I'm looking at the wrong person as I read that.
He was looking directly in my eyes when he said that.
Okay, so this question is for Kevin then. What is the adequate amount of pairs that you should have in the dresser just like ready to go at any time?
I feel like at least five.
Okay.
Like once it gets down below five, you're like, whoa, this emergency situation happening.
Because I'm the over-preparer. I'd rather have too many of something than not enough. So I have at least 12 to 15.
That are always ready?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just in case. Have I ever needed to make a last minute switch? No.
Okay.
But I like to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Now let me ask you this. Are those real 12 to 15? Or do you have a pair or two in there that you're like, I'm not wearing that. Like, I really don't want to.
Okay. I will say there's one pair that I won't wear because they're Christmas themed.
Okay.
And it was like a gag gift at a white elephant kind of thing.
Okay.
So, like, I'm not going to wear those in the middle of the summer. Granted, nobody would know. I could be wearing them right now and you wouldn't know. Oh. But they're literally in the back up against the back wall of the drawer because I'm like, I'm not wearing those anytime soon. And then I have different varieties. Like, I have athletic kinds of underwear and then I have, like, nicer ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are the athletic ones are a little more fit.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, they hug the body.
The nicer ones, the texture's different.
Yeah.
You know? Silky.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm betting.
Just adds a little bit of something. But let's see.
Do we have silk underwear?
I want that as a drop.
Thank you. I don't own any. No, I don't.
You ever had silk boxers?
Yeah.
They're so nice.
They are.
You never, wear them.
Yeah, they're not durable. Yeah.
No, not at all.
You wear those with your jeans on a regular day.
They're not practical.
Here's why you wear silk boxers. Hooking up, or you just got out of the shower and you were going to lay down for the next 2 hours. Like, that's, otherwise, don't put them on, because once you start walking in them, they're falling apart.
Let's see, from the 940 Testosterone, Men's T Clinic. They should hit them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can look like Corey, who's looking jacked lately.
Thanks,
if you haven't
man.
Been on the fan cam.
Appreciate it.
This is really good from the 903 Duct Tape.
Oh, yeah.
Don't find myself in many scenarios needing it, but when I do, I never have it.
Never know exactly. And I'm glad you say this because my initial thought is that my kids always play with the duct tape and then it goes missing somewhere. That's what I've always felt. And then I'll find it in the exact place that I left it. And I'm like, dadgum, it wasn't the kids. It was me. And I just keep forgetting where the duct tape is supposed to go.
Do you ever accuse your kids and then have to go back to them and say sorry?
Never going back to say sorry.
Okay.
Because they know that at some point they probably had it.
Okay.
They probably did it. But now, the other day, I walked in and the dog was chewing on it. And I was like, who left that on the floor? And then I was like, oh crap, man. It was me.
Let's see. And I also tweet out the question of the day before the show at Alec on the Radio duck every tape. Morning.
Very good dog toy, by the way.
Huh.
Oh.
For I've chewing.
Never considered that, actually. Because my French bulldog will chew on pretty much anything. So that's actually a great idea to save some money. Thank you.
There you go.
But Josiah on Twitter says patience. I like that.
Oh,
it's a very
yeah.
well thought out answer.
I didn't know we could answer with, kind of non-tangible ideas,
yeah.
but I agree.
I like it. And then Peyton Russell, you might have heard of him.
Yeah.
He said
Philip Russell.
Yeah, he said, you can guess why. He said a lubricant.
Oh, for like the sliding doors and stuff like that. I say if you
need. It better be for that. He's not married.
Yeah,
that's right.
I say if you need, just call Tolbert Garage and have them come put the stuff on the wheels for you. You'll be all right.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Are you invited to Peyton's wedding?
I am.
I almost cussed.
I'm not.
What happened?
I'm not invited either.
Yeah. Wow. Neither of you?
I feel like we helped facilitate Peyton getting on the morning show.
I mean, I gave him the best career advice ever.
Don't say an F.
No, that's really good. I said don't work on the board.
Yeah, he really took that to heart.
Yeah, he
did was like, I love this board so much.
Yeah.
Why am I not invited?
I was also
I don't know.
Told that.
Me neither.
I'd had a lot of beers that day when I gave him that advice.
Oh.
So that strengthens your case?
I didn't
really follow that part.
I just
want to know more.
Well, Corey, if it makes you feel better about the hit rate of that advice, Sterling told me that too, and look where I am. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
On your way up, superstar.
Yeah. Did you not hear the trajectory?
Yes.
One of them runs Westwood One, for God's sakes.
You're going to run the national radio convention.
Man, I can't wait to accidentally become important at my job. That's going to be amazing.
State radio is what he's going
to
run.
Try to act surprised when it happens.
Guys, you're going to be actually surprised.
He told me this is going to happen all along.
Yeah.
I should have just trusted him.
You're actually going to be surprised when I tell you about this hockey game and why it had to be ended early. A game between two junior hockey teams in Canada ended early after refs handed out 43 misconducts and a total of 572 penalty minutes.
Awesome.
So the St. John's Junior Hockey League, which is comprised of 8 Junior B teams that hail from Newfoundland, had a game.
It's Newfoundland.
It's Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
It does. It's that spelled dumb. I'm with you.
I'm not a Canadian expert.
Call it Newfoundland from now on.
It's like Elizabethtown with Evan Carter, and he's like, no, it's Elizabethan. I don't even remember.
Elizabethan.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less about the pronunciation of any of these Canadian provinces because we own them in hockey.
We're America.
So this is a lower form of hockey that we're talking about anyways. Yeah. It's junior hockey. Anyways.
Valid.
According to the CBC.
Junior whale-ass hockey.
According to the CVC, a matchup between two of these teams in this league was shut down because a massive fight broke out, which there is video of this fight as well from CBC News on YouTube.
Is it crazy?
It is absurd. Everybody just starts throwing haymakers. Everybody starts hitting the ice. And the box score features... This is amazing. 20 fighting majors.
Oh, my goodness.
43 game misconducts and a grand total of 572 penalty minutes being handed out between the two sides. And just for the sake of comparison, the Flyers and Senators set an NHL record in that last category with a relatively small 419 penalty minutes on March 5th of 2004 compared to this Junior Hockey League's record of 572. So they just decided to end the game early because nobody is going to wait that long. They're not going to reconvene the next day because everybody decided to fight.
That's crazy.
Amazing.
Man, these hockey stories that you're bringing to the table are pretty pretty consistently bizarre.
This is awesome.
I like it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Would you make this Dallas Cowboys draft day trade? Next on The Fan.
Try to get their season jump started here in week 5. Third and 3, pocket collapses. Kyler on the run. Kyler in for the Arizona touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gotcha down gridiron gravy.
Dude. Dip it in. If you can wear clothes the way Chris Arnold wears them, do it. Like, that hoodie that he's wearing right now is phenomenal.
I don't want to make him feel weird about this, but when he, like, posts a picture with his shirt off, I'm like, man, that is impressive.
It's supposed to be inspiration.
It is.
It is inspiring, and he always gives, he has the whole plan. He's like, here's my cheat code.
Yeah.
And then he's like, genetics. But he's also like, there's also a lot of work that goes into
a
it.
A lot.
But yeah, Kevin.
You don't get into 3 Hall of Fames by accident.
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's start by, you want to talk about on the draft front. So I'm going to propose a trade that I would like to throw out for you first, because perhaps it covers a player that is going to visit Dallas. All right. We went ahead and took San Francisco's 92nd pick in the OSA deal. So I present this to you. Gentlemen, would you trade pick number 12 to the Chicago Bears for pick 25, 57, and 89? So you would have a back third, back fourth of the round pick in 1, 2, and 3. So that's pick 12 for 25, 57, and 89. I realize what the board looks like at the time makes a difference.
No, yeah, this is, the more and more I discuss this now, the more, Kevin, I think I'm coming to the conclusion there's a possibility I will trade away from 12. I kept thinking, I think you're going to get a premium player there, and now that I see that there's a possibility you could get a premium tackle, offensive tackle there, I'm like, well, I'm less in on that.
Yeah. Come on, Ty Simpson, get into the top 11.
Yeah, so if we can get somebody to hop up there, and I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I think you're right.
With the combine being done, Sonny Styles performed too good. Caleb Downs, that information might be good for the Cowboys. But if they really want him, I still think they're going to have to move up, because I think the Bears might move up to try and get him. So in that case, Kevin, no, I don't want to trade them Caleb Downs. But yeah, I see the appeal of it, and it gives me some other ways to make this team better still.
I have another super wild trade proposal. Guys, would you trade down from 12 to 30 if you also got Denver's second-round pick, third-round pick, and fourth-round pick?
Yes.
Because that's what the chart says would be appropriate. That would be picks 62, 94, and 130. The new chart, by the way.
I mean, I feel like I can build an entire defense and add another offensive player at the same time.
Now, who might that offensive player be if you had to pick somebody?
A guy that we have studied, Omar Cooper Jr., according to Ryan Fowler, is now on the Cowboys' 30 visits list, according to his sources. However, I didn't just go look at that one. I scrolled down a little more on his stuff. Ryan Fowler is also reporting the Eagles are also having him in.
Mm.
So that conversation, like, we'll see how that goes.
Because really, why would you not?
Right. Yeah, you
if I'm saying for all teams, pretty much.
He is a late first round, early second round guy, but I've seen him also mock to the third round. I'm like, how do you let him drop that far? Alec and I both love the player. Like, the everything we watched on him was like strong hands, ability to do a lot of different things, vertical threat. He's all these different types of threats. The question I have there, because if the Eagles are, what's the first thing you think of? Oh, A.J. Brown's getting traded.
Right.
Well, now then, guess what everybody wants to think whenever the Cowboys are looking at Omar Cooper?
George Pickens.
Now, that's where I wanted to ask you. So you just worked a trade that got us down there. I feel like if you work a George Pickens trade, you're either getting another first this year or you're getting a first next year. Okay? because I'm not accepting any less than that. I'm not accepting any less than a first. I'll go ahead and play George Pickens. He's that much of an impact in the game. Just because the Cowboys are looking at a receiver that could be your third receiver does not necessarily mean that it's Pickens that's going.
You're right.
It could be thinking of the future and CeeDee Lamb.
This is where I get into trouble, though. And Alec, I hope you're with me on this wild line of thinking, because this is where I get myself into trouble. Because I'm like, well, I know you put the non-exclusive franchise tag on George Pickens, but you can still negotiate compensation. Maybe that does end up being a one, a late one. Maybe you parlay that into something else. Maybe it's a next year's one. Maybe a two comes along with that somewhere along the line. And I swoop in and pick up Omar Cooper Jr. Well, at the same time, that extra one flexibility allows me to say, I know you posted the Undertaker coming out of a flaming casket meme and said that you're back, but that will allow me to slide right in there and go after Max Crosby. And I also have the salary cap space because I moved away from George Pickens and I already had $28 million carved out for that. That's where I get in trouble.
Couple things here. And Alec, I feel like, man, I don't know. I think Alec wasn't with you on that one.
Alec, are you out? Is that too much?
I've talked myself.
That's okay.
Myself into being okay with not having Crosby on the team.
You're right. I should think that way too.
And we did see about 2 hours ago the Raiders have said they are not trading Max Crosby.
Sure. Just like the last time.
So hold on, okay.
See,
all right.
I know they wouldn't do this because this is not professional. But I would have put out a statement that says, because we tried and the other team bitched out, and so we can't do it again.
Listen, dude, I love the creativity, and that's the kind of stuff I need.
Too much.
Whenever I'm sitting there looking at all the options, I need something outside of the box like that, for sure. But is this just because the Cowboys are looking at receivers?
Yeah.
Does your first thought... Pickens?
No, I mean, I like personally.
Or your first thought, hey, if they can add another weapon to this offense or the future of this offense, because maybe Pickens is a 1 year franchise tag thing and that's the future.
Exactly. Me personally, I think about it more from like the Tolbert standpoint, because it'll take a minute.
Yes.
Like, I would love to tell you that Cooper's going to come in here and he would be freaking amazing, but it would take a minute. And it also gives you don't feel boxed in, because right now it sure does feel like people think the Cowboys are boxed in at wide receiver. Whether it's a franchise tag or whatever you do with Pickens, you're stuck. Where if you did this, then maybe that would allow you to have some more flexibility.
Yeah, I just don't want people to get caught up in every time you see a potential rookie receiver's name that, oh my gosh, the Cowboys are trading Pickens right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Back to you, Kevin.
Sorry, I saw somebody said that Omar Cooper is mid.
I'm not talking about him like he's Justin Jefferson.
I'm
talking about him like he could be a serviceable Debo Samuel type, you know, addition to this team. A dude that can be a bubble screen king and also do a number of different things for this team.
Now, a couple more free agent things to catch you up with. The Ravens, assuming they go through with it, did agree to a 1 year, $5 million deal with Cheeto. Played well for Baltimore last year. Now he is back. Bradley Chubb agreeing on a 3-year, $43.5 million deal with the Bills. That includes $29 million in guaranteed money. Now, let's go to the Ravens. Their GM, you know, I'll let you decide if he's on the level or not. Eric DaCosta, he was talking. He had a 19-minute call with the media yesterday and was talking about how things didn't work out with Max Crosby and how they instantly swooped in on Trey Hendrickson and maybe they just had buyer's remorse on the two first-round picks. He said, quote, I understand how people might maybe from afar would feel that way, but nobody's more upset than me. Gutted by it, actually. And so a big regret for me, but we will move on as a football team. And I know we'll all move on in the news cycle. Do you buy that? Do you think?
Dude, they wanted both of them.
Oh, man,
they
that would
Max
be wild.
And Trey.
That would be neat to see.
That's how much I believe that, Kevin.
Okay.
When he says he's gutted. Because when you're gutted, it's something that you just couldn't.
Sarcastic.
You couldn't pull off. You know, there was no way you could. No, I mean, honestly, no team could even consider playing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I'm gutted by this.
All right.
Because I can't, there's no way I could do anything about it.
I will, in fact, take that as sarcastic. The Dallas Cowboys, they inked the two big moves that they made him official with Jalen Thompson, and then they have restructured the contract of Gary. I haven't seen what those numbers look like just quite yet, but I know there was no guaranteed money left on his deal when it moved to the Cowboys. So I would imagine the numbers come down, you kick some guaranteed money to make it all worthwhile for everybody, and that will automatically, or should automatically, create some more salary cap space for the Cowboys. Now, today, Kyler Murray is visiting with the Minnesota Vikings. It feels like everybody pretty much thinks that Kyler Murray is going to be a Minnesota Viking. Is that the way you view it?
Kevin O'Connell said he's sticking with JJ.
Sure.
So if Kyler Murray shows up there, does that mean that the front office wanted JJ and Kevin O'Connell is like, I don't care?
Yeah, and that just makes no sense to me. Like, why would you say...
Or is he just backing his quarterback?
I mean, and that's great, but at this point, don't you have to say, yeah, we're going to have a quarterback competition? Like, you don't have to say you saw him play last year, but...
Not until the dude's in the building.
Okay.
Because if the dude's not in the building, now you have to go back to the relationship and rebuild it.
Yeah.
If Kyler's in the building, then you can be like, we have two quarterbacks right now. Good luck to both of them. If you don't get Kyler, then you have to go back to JJ McCarthy and be like, I'm so sorry I said that. And like, it was too early. I mean, you're the guy, you know, I believe in you. You have to lie about believing in them. Now, letting one of them win it, if both of them are in the building, says, I believe in you because of who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But that point is secondary in terms of greatness to the 2-1-4. Obviously, you can trade Pickens because you re-signed Mingo. It's a really good point.
That is valid.
We didn't consider that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the mind of Corey Majors.
Uh-oh.
That we wanted to do a long time ago. Who was the athlete that got you into sports and you were convinced they were the absolute best? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.